It's Air Show International Radio with Rich Wyeth, and at the first weekend of July, 1st and 2nd July, it's Blackbush Festival of Flights. The commentator, one of the commentators at the event, is George Bacon. George, let's talk about the air shows, some of the air displays we're going to see up in the sky. Quite a lot of excitement.
There is. Of course, you'll be acutely aware this is a challenging year for the entire British air display fraternity, really, because we're facing a new book of regulations, and it's quite a demanding sight. So we're not putting on spectacular major air displays at Blackbush. They're selected interesting ones. So items such as the Lancaster, for example, you know, just be wonderful for many of the veterans living around here to see that. But I think notably there will be some interesting historical pieces, because Blackbush was London's second airport, and even I've learnt a huge amount about it. I had no idea just quite how important Blackbush was, particularly during things like the Berlin airlift, for example. So there's going to be quite sort of historical features, but there are going to be wow moments in the air. I just wanted to reassure you about that. And one of those, of course, is going to be Richard Goodwin in his really special home-built, home-adapted, hugely powerful Pitt Special. And he does a great thing. He calls it the Tower of Power. And this thing is just sort of so overpowered almost that it can do anything. And his signature departure is the knife edge flight at about 100 feet all the way along the runway. And the Pitts is designed, funnily enough, to fly on its side. It's got a specially designed fuselage to do that. But there will then be a selection of the usual things. Interesting, we've got two vintage helicopters, the Scout and the Sioux are coming, and they'll be doing their thing. They're sort of late 50s, early 60s aircraft. We were hoping, I gather, that the wing walkers can't display fully, which is one of the restrictions we've got here, which is rather a shame. And you know, one or two other interesting surprises, which I'm not allowed to tell you about, actually.
No, keep us on the edge of our seats on that one. Keep it secret on that one. So plenty to look up into the sky on both days, but also there's going to be a lot of great static displays to come and have a look at.
Well, yeah, I think bagging the Catalina was a great scoop, actually, and I take my hat off to them, because it's like the world's biggest albatross, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful machine. I was down at Torbay last week, funnily enough, and commentating down there, and it's just such a pleasure to see it. But one of the great things is not everybody gets to get up and touch it and get inside it. And the one unique thing here is that it's going to be on the ground all weekend, and people will get the chance to see this wonderful aircraft, as indeed a whole different collection of aircraft that are coming in as well. So it is something that's quite unique. As I say, it's been quite a tough journey, I think, for the management here, because it's quite a tight site. It's clearly close to Farnborough, busy airspace, busy in terms of buildings and roads and everything else. But I take my hat off to them, because it's really a resurgence of its historical place, which has really come to the fore. And as always, lots of things for the kids to do as well.
Yeah, it's going to be great to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Blackbush Airport with the Festival of Flight. Just one of the many air shows through the summer that you get involved with as well.
Yeah, at the end of April, I was looking at 31 different events in my diary, finishing, I wrap up on the 24th of September. But that's partly because I still display aircraft myself as well as commentate and run events for other people. So it's an action-packed year as always.
Yes, because as well as commentating, you are actually flying in display on the Sunday.
Yeah, double display on Sunday, because it just happens to be the 60th anniversary of the Army Air Corps. Now, I own and run several aircraft that belong to the British Army. It just happens that that weekend, Shuttleworth Collection at Old Warden near Biggleswade are also having a military pageant that day and are featuring, amongst many activities, the history of Army aviation. So the Sunday, I'm at full stretch. Just fingers crossed that the weather stays good.
So get your tickets nice and early. It's on the 1st and 2nd of July. Pop onto the website, look up Blackbush Festival of Flight and purchase your tickets as soon as you can. This is Air Show International Radio.